In the early 1990s, 42nd Street was undergoing a transformation. From a gritty mecca for adult entertainment to the glitzy, family and consumer-oriented destination it is today.
This neighborhood was our sin and sex symbol. It was shabby. It was cheap and sleazy. And it was going to become this big, shiny, happy land. There were plans to raise a lot of these theaters, take it all down. This was its last hurrah.
Adele Lutz was one of the many amazing artists, architects and designers who took part in Creative Times' 42nd Street Art Project. In 1993 and 94, over 40 artists, including Todd Oldham, Jenny Holzer and Karen Finley, moved into Times Square's vacant storefronts and theatre marquees. They used them as stages for all kinds of site-specific artwork and performance. One site was the current location of 7 Times Square, Ann Taylor Loft, and a redesigned entrance to the Times Square subway station. The project was by Tibor Kalman and Scott Stoll. They printed the word "everybody" in huge black letters on a yellow billboard that ran the length of Times Square's Police Information Centre. Adele Lutz installed a work called One Size Fits All. Much of the block was being demolished and Lutz, a costume and set designer, was given the abandoned storefront of a defunct store that existed where you are now. It was called American Male. She renamed it American She-Male and decorated the windows as a comment on the AIDS epidemic.
As you faced this storefront, it had red, pink and yellow camouflage background and a big sign in the window that said, "Make a statement, wear condoms." The woman was wearing condoms that were linked together like a little chain link dress. And the man, I'm really proud of my Trojan gladiator sandals that were made out of, again, laminated Trojan packets. The man was wearing a big condom hat, which eventually melted onto his head because it was too close to the light. Many young people kept coming over asking when the store would be open and when could they buy those sandals.